This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery, like McKenna, brings a top-tier lineup. With Leif Davis-esque delivery right to your door, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you win. Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello and welcome to the Blue Monday podcast. And a technical glitch there, befitting, frankly, the match that we just
watched. It went green.
It went green. That you can tell how I do my green screen, blue screen on the older intro videos. I'm Rich Woodard, and this is the live match reaction show, Charlton away, a 2-0 defeat for Ipswich. Joining me to discuss that, hopefully at not any great length, Dave, because we're not going to learn a huge amount from that, are we? And Dave Diamond, your instant reaction to that.
Wow, that made for uncomfortable viewing, didn't it? It was uncomfortable. I mean, I said to you just before we went on air that the game for me almost reminded me of the Rotherham home game a couple of weeks ago, where we were just completely outplayed, outfought, all over the pitch. And yeah, if it wasn't, I mean, I think Mills on commentary perhaps went a little bit over perhaps on Walton, because I mean, I think most of the saves he made, other than one incredible save early on the second half, the point blank save was fairly routine. But yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for him, that could have been anything, couldn't it? 4-5, easily. Yeah, there's something really wrong there. Yeah, and I think they summed it up as well. There didn't seem to be much shape about the team, very disjointed. And oh, fair play, Charlton, you know, looked a decent side, a really good side. But I think a lot of that was down to us.
Agreed. So this is our live shows. We want to hear from you as well. The comments are coming in, which is great. And we'll kind of talk through some of the action. We'll look at the lineup. I've got a few screenshots, particularly from the first goal. Some things to query there, but I guess my instant reaction to that one, Dave, is we know that Paul Cook is a popular man behind the scenes at the club.
Yeah,
is that maybe a bit of a statement by the players that they're not necessarily happy? Am I reading too much?
Yeah, you'd think not. I mean, okay, they're going to come out with their sound bites. You heard Morsey, sort of, I suppose, as captain, he would come out because, you know, obviously Morsey was very much a Cook signing. You know, you hear Morsey come out and say, you know, gutted that the gaffer's gone, but you know, we've got to take it forward. Perhaps we've got to shoulder a lot of the blame for that and sort of take it on. All right, he's saying the right thing. But I thought he had probably his poorest game of the season as well tonight. Yeah. You'd like to think it's
second
just
goal
coincidence, but quite right. It was a shocker tonight.
It was. Yeah. Stephen here, Stephen G, 1973, need a head coach quickly, or pack out PR will be a publicity disaster.
You're so right. I said that to me and my son were talking about it, watching it, and it just, I mean, this is so Ipswich, isn't it? You know, all the build-up, all the good feeling. It's just been eradicated, since the Sunderland game, probably.
It's not, yeah, I'm reading stuff in the comments about stuff post-match. I'll stick this up because I trust Sully, someone that I trust. Our effort is abysmal. Our words all over the park. Supporters abusing Toto after the match, and apparently he went back at them and Stewart's players peacekeeping. Not good. They definitely felt like we've got obviously Blue Monday scouts in there. I've got mates at who were at the Valley tonight as well. And it sounded like pretty early on the crowd started to turn, didn't they? I mean,
yeah,
it's not a surprise, is it, as well, though, based on what we saw tonight?
No, it wasn't. And I don't know what did we expect? I mean, I think we were all, I know you were, and I think I was, you know, Sunday, when we did the pod Sunday, I think my main reaction was surprise at the at Cook going. But I don't know what people almost expected tonight. Sort of a better reaction than what we got, I think.
Definitely. I guess it proves that some of the issues are still ingrained, though, because McGreal, Dyer, Gil Martin, we're never going to change anything massive. But it did feel like the same, you know, we need to talk about Macaulay Bond's performance as much as Sam Morsey's performance.
Again, you know, Macaulay Bond should just look at the display of Connor Washington there, you know, so smart, barely, you know, barely ever, you know, very clever, looks along the line, holds his run. Bond, a couple of times in the second half, you know, seemingly gets in down the left side. It's always offside. It's just look across the line. But it just infuriates me a bit. That really does annoy me.
YouTube user, don't look like scoring anymore. It's the Lambert era kind of all over again, isn't it? Harrison, I don't want to swear. So you guys don't get screwed. That was really dreadful. You could swear if you want.
Swear away. Where are the goals? I mean, we were scoring goals for fun. Absolutely scoring for fun. And then the little, I don't know, he left Cook, the former manager now, you know, leaves Chaplin out. And we just seemed, at that point, we just seemed to lose that momentum, didn't we?
What else have we got? Charlie, I don't get how he scored 6 and 4 in a game.
No.
And the chances have dried up, though. And that was a pattern of the last few weeks under Cook as well, though. We knew that Charlie, we wouldn't create a huge amount, and we'd have to score the chances we did create.
Stats tonight say we didn't have incredibly, the stats say we had 8 shots, and I'm really struggling with that. But and not obviously not one on target. Keeper did not have a shot to save.
Stephen, back again, you accept that you'll lose games, you accept that you'll meet better teams, you do not accept players not trying. The players, the best players work hard regardless of the situation behind the scenes as well, and far too many passengers tonight, weren't there?
Professional, you play for pride, don't you? A professional, you do. For goodness sake, Christ, yep. You know, you play for the shirt, you've you know, earn the right to wear the shirt with pride and stuff. It just, tonight was a real low point for me, I've got to say.
It is. Yeah, it feels like a low ebb and even as far back as last season as well. I can't remember feeling as negative about the situation as tonight. AZ, this formation cannot succeed. I mean, what formation was it, Dave, tonight?
I don't know, mate. I'm struggling with that. It looks so, it's so disjointed. I mean, poor, you know, Danasian. I almost felt like, I don't even do it, but almost, you know, you see a Lugo and Edwards changing mid-game. I always felt like Danasian swapping over Vincent Young, because Danasian, who's, let's face it, had a really, really good season, was so uncomfortable. It was almost embarrassing watching him playing left-back, wasn't it?
I thought that McGregor had pulled off a kind of a masterstroke, because obviously he had Vincent Young at Cole U, I think the timelines line up, and had played him at left back. And I was thinking, I pinged a message to my brother-in-law, said, who's a Cole U fan, and said, oh, finally, we get to see Vincent Young at left back. And it's just strange.
It just didn't work. I thought Vincent Young at times did okay. You know, he looked a bit sharper going forward, didn't he? Got caught out, or who didn't get caught out defensively tonight. But I thought he at times he did okay. You know, he looked fit. You know, he looked fitter than he has been, I thought.
Let's put the team up here now. In terms of changes, Vincent Young, we mentioned that coming in there. Evans in midfield as well. Scott Fraser in the number 10. I mean, this is what SofaScore reckon the situation is.
Yeah, it probably was, wasn't it?
I'm trying to think how this thing kind of works out. The average player positions from who scored is just uploading. If I put that on the screen here, this is the kind of situation that they reckon. So 28 is Walton, obviously. So 4 at the back, obviously.
Yeah.
It looks like a 4-3-3 there, doesn't it?
It does, but
look at the situations though for Fraser, Fraser and Edwards, weird one.
Yeah, it wasn't. It might look that way, but it to me, to me, it wasn't. It was just a mess tonight.
It was. And worth noting as well, another team playing a three at the back formation against us, with the sitter there and Dobson.
Three at sitter, who was really, I mean, right across the side, you wouldn't say that. Every one of their teams had just looked so much better, so much more confident, so strong. The front two were really good, weren't they? Yeah, we just couldn't handle them right from the get go almost.
Mm. And yeah, two up front as well.
Yeah,
proving it works. I mean,
I was pleased because at least he did throw Piggott on, and he got a good 25 minutes. But apart from sort of one, again, just didn't really get the ball. Then we didn't stop feeding the ball. You know, we stopped feeding the ball in and stopped going long, didn't we? I think you said on our feed that, you know, Ensiala was resorting. He was just at times just bunting it forward aimlessly.
Let's scroll through some comments before we just talk through some of the key bits of action. James, sack Lambert, sack Cook, sack the board. You're running out of people, aren't you? That's the trouble. Josh, not happy. Shambles at the moment. Ed Watts, Fraser is giving Mark Fisher on for him. I feel really sorry for Fraser. I'm going to keep banging on this drum. I just think there's a lot of players in the squad.
Yeah,
that we're just not using properly.
No, he's not a number 10.
No, he isn't.
I think you're right. And when he's on the ball, and he's not the quickest, but he's got some nice touches, Fraser. It's there. It's all there. But I agree with you. He's not been playing in that. He's not been playing in the right position. And I'm sorry. Well,
Mark Burcham, Oscar. Mark Burcham was a hell of a... Burcham was there tonight.
He was there.
He's a Waterford boss, isn't he? Or something like
that.
But I'd be surprised at that one. But anyway. Jules cutting to the chase. That's a bloody garbage.
Quite
agree.
Yeah, quite Jules, agree. Spot on, mate. Absolutely spot on.
James, when does it end? We all want to change, and we're getting change. This will take time. Problem is everyone wants everything now. I mean, you've changed the entirety of the playing staff, Dave. You've changed the entirety of the coaching staff, apart from time for everyone just to be familiar. Surely the same old
21
issues...
games, I'm sorry, 21 games in, you should start seeing. Again, the team's not really got any... We spoke about this before, haven't we? The team's not really got any identity, has it? 21 games in, you should start to see at least that and a pattern of play and what we're trying to achieve. But, you know, you watch that game tonight, and as we said, I'm just not sure. I'm not sure where it's going.
I just wonder how the same mistakes can happen continually with completely different personnel. That's just, anyway, the total Ipswich, isn't it?
No, it is. We've said it before. It's so Ipswich. Only we could mess this up with that investment.
I'm going to allow Jules a total shite that. Yeah, I think we'll have that. I'll flash that up very quickly.
Yeah, right, Jules.
Whopping an Omni Shambles only warranted... Walton warranted more than
that.
1 out of 10. Yeah, I'll make Walton. Paul, wow, just wow. Jack, can't blame McGreal for this. Every player except Walton and Humphreys deserve to have wages. Docked, FXT, Blues, Walton, save pure embarrassment. Lee, similar, should have been 6-0 at least. If for Walton, at least that's one less for the managerial job. Yeah, McGreal, I feel sorry for him. Don't you, Dave?
I do. I mean, look, clearly it was a premeditated move by Ashton. I think we, clearly you'd think Cook's fate was sealed before the Barrow game. So, McGreal was nicely sort of segued in last week. I don't think it's any coincidence, do you? To cover us in the interim period. Worrying thing for me, my goodness me, we're going to win. I mean, Charlton, believe it or not, are 3 points, is still a point behind us, even on with that display. We've got to go to Wigan on Saturday. Goodness me.
Wow. Yeah, and Liam Richardson will want to do his old mate a favour as well, right?
He won't do his old mate a favour, won't he? Absolutely will.
Simon, truly dreadful from players who only 24 hours ago said they were to blame and had to step up.
Yep.
Poor performances all over the pitch. Can't disagree with that. No. Neil, I hate supporting Ipswich. 21 years of shit. It's no ending.
Neil, mate, I've got the memories, which is good, but I feel for you, mate. I do. Yeah. I really do.
There's a request for the C word from Sean Young, Dave. I won't. You're not a performing monkey. We don't do it on request.
No, we don't do it on request.
He might deploy it, Sean,
like,
at the right
look,
time.
Look, it's like Rich and his Paul Cook impression.
Exactly right. I can't do that
like,
now.
No, you have
I need to
build
practice
up to
on
it.
My John McGreal. Anyway, yeah. Andreas, evening to you. That wasn't brilliant. cut to the chase. Morsey, 0 out of 10 for Sully.
He was terrible
this
Dennis
evening.
Spot on, mate. He was terrible. Wow. And yeah. These sort of nights weren't supposed to happen with Morsey in the side. Well, no, sorry, well, he's gone now. Forget about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's look at the first goal. I've got screenshots for you, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk about a huge amount of the match, actually.
Nah, go on.
I don't think it's relevant, but interesting nonetheless to talk about. Firstly, the build-up, and I've drawn a line there to mark what I think
is the
VAR line.
But Mills was saying on commentary, what you don't see is right at the top of that screen, Denasium apparently was playing him on.
That was
and we don't see that, but Mills said it was, Mills made reference to it and said it was absolutely terrible by Denasium, and he was just lagging behind and playing him on.
So if that was terrible enough, talk to me about how Jaden Stockley scores from this position here.
It's a shocker, isn't it? Because we're ball. And again, a great save. And, you know, great from Walton. He couldn't do any more. And so 1, 2, 3, 4 again. Okay, only 4 and 3. But, you know, even so, a defender's got to react to that. And, yeah, Stockley's just much, much sharper, isn't he?
Alert in that position.
Look at that position. So he's just parried that. Walton's just parried that. And Stockley's not even in the box, Christ's sake. We just don't react.
Everyone's ball watching. You've got Edmondson looking at the ball. You've got
everyone.
Even Morsey's looking at the ball there. And that's probably his man. I wish I had like the Sky Sports. I could draw pictures on this.
You could do a Jamie Carragher on that, couldn't you? No, he's just sharper and we're ball watching and it's such a sloppy goal. And you feel for Walton there because he's made a great save there. But that's the position I was talking about. So that's a position Washington took up in the game 4 or 5 times and got in. And that is a position where Bond, Macaulay Bond, every time was just standing offside.
Yeah.
Not bending his run, just not being aware.
And isolated too.
Isolated, of course.
Carl Edwards running into cul-de-sacs looking for free kicks when he should make a pass.
That was a
pattern that was started to wind me up as well. So much to stink. You know, I saw stink out Portmano from Skip. I read that.
Again, you know, I just wish, and I know he wasn't there tonight, but I just wish someone now, okay, we know what, and we now, I think we said this Sunday, we know how Cook was with the injuries and reporting him. I just want someone to come out and say, okay, Wes Burns is going to be back over Christmas. Brilliant. Getting back on the side, great. But you just don't hear nothing now, do you? Selena out tonight. I'm not sure. I didn't really see too much about that. Did anyone say about that? Was that, I assume, some sort of injury, not in the squad? I don't know. Yeah, that's all a mystery as well, isn't it?
Yeah, mysteries and enigmas.
I mean, at least with sort of the previous manager, you knew where you were with the players. You know, if you knew someone was in, he's going to be out for a month. We knew that was obviously going to be 2 or 3, but at least you knew.
Yeah. There's more questions than answers tonight, isn't there? Bloody hell. Wapping wants refunds for the fans at the Valley. I mean, fair play. Big numbers in the UA and not happy, quite rightly.
Yeah.
I think we're kind of football room 101. We've kind of got rid of the idea of asking for refunds, and it wasn't as if it was a 7 or an 8 nil, but frankly there was nothing really positive to take out of that.
It was just totally the opposite to the Sunderland away performance. All right, we still lost 2 late goals, but totally opposite. You know, we absolutely dominated it, but it was a travesty that we didn't come away there with a point. But tonight was just no, you're right. Very, really
talking about Morsey, and we'll talk about him now for the second goal. I haven't got a screenshot for that, but 2-0.
That was as easy. I mean, Gilby had nearly done it previously in the half, didn't he? With that incredible run. All right, got a bit lucky. I'm sorry, that was another good save from Walton as well. But I mean, this one, it was just this one was really, again, it was brilliant play, brilliant hold up play initially by Washington wide on the left. Then I think he did a couple of step overs, held on the ball, played it inside. The ball was worked inside, cleverly worked inside, and Gilby just took it really well, didn't he? Took it in his stride and picked the spot. Walton had no chance with that.
Yeah, he didn't. But Morsey's not alert to the danger.
Tracking.
Edmondson gets turned really easily as well. It's a really poor, I mean, it's a well-taken goal, but there are all kinds of issues with the way that Ipswich defend it as well. So
yeah,
That's 2-0. Let's not talk about that. I want to talk about, I'm interested by Cameron Humphreys making a cameo. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, great to see. I mean, that was the one bright spot. So two bright spots, as someone said on the chat, there's two bright spots tonight. Yeah, Walton was great, fantastic. Yeah, no chance with the goals. And yeah, he saved us from a hiding. And Humphreys at least getting his first league start, and, you know, likes to get on the ball, gave the ball away once, I think, but had a couple of nice touches. Just looks, a classy, confident player. And yeah, who would have thought, it's come to this, and again, I don't know, Harper, not even on the bench tonight. Oh. Who would have thought this, when we lined up, against Morecambe back in August, and you see these players, he looks the part, and Evans, and I just don't know how we've managed to get to where we are, I really don't. But, is the squad, do we big up the squad? We're saying, man for man, we've got the best squad in the division. Have we? I don't know. The more I see it, the more I'm not sure we have.
I mean, there is strength in depth there. And to Andrew's question here, do you think a new manager coach with a different way of playing or formation might better use the players we have?
Well, you would hope so,
Andrew. That's the hope, isn't it?
That was me sounding off there because, our players are at a level. But yeah, Andrew, you would hope so. Goodness me, you really would hope so.
Paul, we need to say belated thank you, who's been very generous and sympathetic to us on the super chat. Feel bad wasting £10 watching that and then not supporting you guys. Real entertainment. Well, it's nice of you to say. I couldn't possibly say that.
Paul, wait for the real entertainment. I've said on Sunday when Neil Warnock is appointed and he goes hand to hand combat with Lee Johnson in a couple of weeks. Come on.
Yes, that's what we want. That's the real quiz. Sam Danassian struggled being right footed on the left. To me, the frustration there is that there's possibly a little bit of understanding between Danassian and Aluko. Why is McGreal mixed that up and played Danassian in a weaker position?
Mick Mills made me laugh when he said on his post commentary, he said, he shouldn't actually, I used to play right back and left back. He said, obviously 42 caps for England cap anyway, and to put it in a context. And he says, I was quite comfortable. In fact, I preferred playing left back because you come inside on your right foot. And I was saying, yes, Mick, you come inside on your right foot. And if you're in a bit of trouble, you could sort of slip the ball inside of Franz Tyson or Arnold Muren, mate. Or maybe Arnold Muren. Or maybe you just sort of drop a ball and, Alan Brazil would peel off left for it or something like that.
You got people moving for you. You happen to be probably the best players in the country. No
issue.
Did make
me smile a bit. Did make me smile.
No joy for Janoy on that front. Tim, the players are definitely running toward sarcasm there.
Definitely.
They've just desperately needs to be some kind of reaction, doesn't there, after tonight? Because otherwise there's a spiral situation, and then the fans who have been slightly, let's not pretend Rich. That the Cook out is a unanimous, the support is, united in Cook out.
No, absolutely.
So you've now got a fan base that is already divided and mixed a little bit about that, trepidatious about who's going to be replacing them, and now has somewhere to direct their anger, which is the players. It just could be really bad.
That's never going to work, is it? That's never going to work.
If in an ideal world they want to appoint a Liam Manning, for argument's sake, there are major issues.
I don't think you can appoint a young coach like that into a job like that now. I just don't think. Yeah. I can't see how you can.
It feels like it needs a character like a Warnock. I know.
Look, I honestly think at this moment in time, it does. I think it does. I really do. Someone who's really going to get hold of those players. Well, you know what he's like. Someone who's really going to get hold of those players and absolutely, they just need a rocket, a blast. I don't know. We've said it all along. I still think it's just too nice and too comfortable down there. And it's still that to me hasn't changed.
No, agree. Need to say thank you to the folks on Facebook. We always give Facebook a shout out on these.
Yeah.
Biles, James, Ben, Simon, thank you for the thumbs up there. If you're watching on YouTube, feel free to do similar. We love to get that the thumbs up is always good for us. Need to stop saying that and doing that gesture. That's wrong. Let's move on. Ed Burns has clearly been hugely missed. Can we put
massively
all down to
so,
that?
Massively so, isn't he? Yeah, absolutely. And it's such a shame.
One for you there, Dave. I'm from Maz.
I'll tell you what, Maz. I'm fully prepared to, given the result this evening, I'm fully prepared to get up tomorrow morning. England would be about, 50-7 or something like that. I'm fully prepared for it.
It only gets worse.
I know.
Good luck.
I'm looking forward to that. Really looking forward to that.
Yeah. Skip, these are all very experienced players. What the hell is going on to make them all look so naive and inept? You wonder whether, you know, motivation's a big factor. Confidence clearly as well, but motivation seemed to be lacking in a big way, didn't
it? They just look scared to play. They just thought, you know, and McGreal said, you know, and it's, how can you criticise McGreal? You can't say that, you know, but McGreal came out, you know, yesterday in his first press conference, said, I want to get the players to play with more freedom, stuff like that. Well, certainly didn't look like that. Certainly did not look like that this evening. Not at all.
Maybe he needs to be bolder with his selection. You know, what's he got to lose? At the moment, if we're expecting to go into these matches and lose... why not? Exactly right. Continuing the chat on Burns, without Burns with toothless.
Totally
Simon,
agree.
We don't know. Is the short answer about how long Burns is out?
Yeah.
It would be good to know.
Yeah.
Ashley Bell raising XG, which is always a divisive topic on this channel. Correct me if I'm wrong, but our XG was always low. We were just massively overperforming. Quite right. Yeah, we were creating a few chances and basically taking them. And that was the same since McCarthy, frankly, as well.
Is that right? It goes back that,
it does, I mean, we were, not that, I know a lot of people don't put credence in the XG league tables, i.e. if you pitch your XG versus your opposition XG and use that to determine who wins, draws or loses, we were always much higher in the normal league table than we should have been for our XG, and even under Mick. And that's just been a perennial issue. The chance creation has been an issue, even under Cook, with this attacking, you know, style of play.
Supposed philosophy.
Rob, performance was sad. No quality, no passion, no guts. Didn't look like a team. Completely outworked. Pathetic is too kind. Can we put El Mazzouni back in midfield? It'll be interesting, one, won't it?
Yeah, I mean, I would give him a go. Clearly, Evans and Morsey for me just doesn't. Sorry, I hate that for me. Sorry, apologise for that. Just doesn't work, does it? Just doesn't work.
Charlie, why? Oh, national TV next week.
It's going to be another link. It's going to be another Lincoln, isn't it?
At least it's on ITV4. And as Craig was rightly saying, that's ITV4 is basically the big match revisited and escape to victory, where it's just generally do all right. So maybe that's what you've got to hope for.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
Yeah. Paul Westlake, back to it. I fear Burns is becoming last season's KVY. All this, once he comes back, will be fine. We are from one player short of a good team.
Yeah, I agree with that. But he has been a big miss, I think. I do agree with Paul. You know, it's not going to take one player just to change things. But he was such an attacking outlet for us, wasn't he? Yep. He really was.
There you go, Sully agreeing with you. How can you play Morsey and Evans and expect to get forward? The midfield, massively problematic, right? Tonight, central midfield didn't really contribute anything.
Overrun, outplayed, never got on the ball. Can't recall a midfielder playing a forward pass tonight, but they just never got really on the ball.
Blaggers, 12. All of our woes have stemmed from the lack of attacking and defensive quality at fullback. Not quick and sharp going forward, and too often caught out of the position in the back. Largely the latter a factor because of the way that Paul Cook set his team up.
It was, and I think he had his two full backs there ready to go, didn't he? He had KVY and he had Coulson, you know, two flyers that you need, I think, to play in that formation. Unfortunately, I think he lost confidence in Vincent Young after the 25 minutes of the Bolton game, when he's probably lucky not to get sent off. But he pulled him off, already got sent off. And obviously Coulson, we just haven't seen enough of him because of, one, two injuries, and the last one obviously at Wickham, and we haven't seen or even heard from him since, have we?
At least there's a January window coming and we can buy even more players and put them at fullback. Lee, Grimm, short and sweet.
All of that.
FST Blues, if ever you feel down about this, just remember your pension isn't invested in it.
I did have a quick look at my pension. I check it once in a while because I saw that the FT was doing well today. And my pension, I'm really glad my pension's not with the Arizona State Fund.
Wow, Michael, evening to Michael. Good day, Michael. Edwards has to walk the ball into the goal because he cannot pass.
It's so frustrating.
It is a real problem.
God,
clearly, good feet and pace and quick, but just hasn't got his brain turned on for his job.
He's almost too quick for his brain to react. He's almost too quick.
Danny Haynes syndrome.
And he's Danny Haynes did score a few goals though, but he he's so frustrating because you're right. He's got it. He's got pace to burn, but he's just not utilising it.
Mm. Stevie, I mean, these comments keep coming in. No heart or desire, dreadful. Where is our motivating captain? I'm really unsure Morsy wants to be with us.
Wow.
Another season rapidly disappearing down the drain, and that is shameful. We have to acknowledge here, and we debate. I put something together just for the benefit of our chat to try and have this discussion about how many of the players in the squad are likely to be in an Ashton initiated signing versus Paul Cook. There is a lot of the spine of this team, including Morsy, including Evans, that, and Joe mentioned this on the pod on Sunday, that will have signed purely because of
Chaplin.
Paul Cook. Chaplin, Walton.
Yeah.
That is a problem. And I wonder whether the owners, Ashton, have considered that in making this decision, because you can't, you know, there is too many Paul Cook players in this squad that we need to get by with before you can start making adjustments.
They can't have done, really. They can't have done. Although I think Morsy had the call from, apparently Morsy took the call from Ashton prior, you know, not, you know, obviously saying before it broke that, look, this is happening. But yeah, that is a fact. That to me is a factor. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, there's a lot of misery on the chat, and I'm happy that we are here to be therapy and we can all mourn together. We need to kind of there is some sentiment of like, this is season over. It's certainly not season over. We're still in December, guys. And a lot of people talking about this is the worst they've seen in their entirety of their life. I think maybe I'm trying a little bit of perspective. I know tonight was crap. I'm not pretending it isn't. But I think probably a little bit of perspective, Dave, or are you signing up to this sentiment as well? I mean, you've seen some times.
Yeah, my goodness me, I've seen some.
Is this
a low
ebb for you, though?
I've seen some. Yes, well, it is, because look where we are. You know, look. You know, I've seen this in a low ebb in the latter years. Not saying the 90s, but perhaps even the latter years of the 80s before he got relegated, and that was tough. But you're talking about, you're in the top, you're in Division One. And some of those years under Duncan were pretty depressing. But again, you're never below halfway in the second division, or the championship as it is now, second division. I mean, now, you know, you're halfway with all this investment. You're halfway. You're halfway up League One, just above halfway in League One, and you're nowhere near it. And yeah, I think perhaps it is the lowest step, or it is. I don't think there's any doubt about that, really.
So there you go.
When you consider it that way.
I'll put more of those comments up. I mean, we are 11th at the moment, and we are...
We're nine
points now from the playoff, and having played a game more, yeah.
Yeah, so effectively, it's just double figures, 10, 12, it is.
We are sandwiched in between Burton and Cheltenham. That's our level now, just to rub salt in the wounds.
I mean,
anyway, let's go back to the comments, shall we? Good day, sorry.
Yeah, no, anyway, where could we be, you know, these next two league games? Let's put the Barrow game next week to one side. It's almost an inconsequence now, but you know, crikey, you know, Sunderland 5-0 tonight. Obviously Wigan top and flying, Sunderland on the back of a five, coming off the back of a 5-0. Not sure who they've got the weekend, but where might we be going into Christmas on the back of these next two games?
True. Yeah. I mean, in terms of Sunderland, 5-0 against Morecambe tonight. They play Plymouth Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. Worth noting that Plymouth play tomorrow against MK Dons. That'll be interesting, obviously, with
Wigan didn't
Ryan Lowe.
Wigan didn't play tonight, I don't think.
Wigan play Shrewsbury tomorrow as well. Yeah. I mean, the key games from tonight, as far as I can tell, Oxford beat Doncaster.
Yeah, I saw that. They won down.
Portsmouth 0, Sheffield Wednesday 0, Rotherham 5, Gillingham 1, as you mentioned.
They were 1-0 down.
Wickham 2, Burton 1. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
getting away from us. They're getting away from us, Rich.
It is. Yeah. I'm trying to find positives. I can't. Skip, just get Warnock in. I don't want him, but after tonight, those players deserve him. I mean, there will be people who are apprehensive. I mean, I could say to you, Skip, who would you prefer, Warnock or Pulis? And I think your answer would be pretty obvious. It does feel like it needs someone who's going to have the stature, who's greater than the players,
gravitas,
to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A character.
Just limit the options.
I think you need a strong character. A strong character there. And he, for me, at the moment, I've said it again, he would fit the bill. In my opinion, he would fit the bill at this moment in time. Until come in, steady the ship, hopefully push on towards the playoffs. honestly, I know we've said we're, you know, it's half, it's more than half a season still to go, but it's going to take an absolute, well, incredible reversal of
it's
of
a tanker
form
that needs to be turned.
Oh my goodness me, it really does. Yeah. So my hope would be that someone, a character like that, could come in, and I'd say almost on a shit or bust playoff contract. As yeah. I think we alluded to this on Sunday. Look, you know, get us up. Look, if you get us up, absolutely fine. Here's the deal. If you get us in the playoffs and we get up, here's the deal. But this is on the pretext, on the notion that we're gonna bring a young, perhaps a younger, more, you know, we're looking towards a more of a coaching role and a director of football role going forward. Yeah. I don't see an issue with that at this moment in time, and I think that's what it needs, just to get some gravitas back.
Kick up the arse.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Yeah, it does. Ashley, I think the serious issue is God knows what the solution is. There's no obvious managerial candidate to come in. Some of those being linked are absolutely insane. I don't know whether that includes our mention of Warnock, Ashley, or not, but yeah, I think that's. And the other thing is, we don't really know where we stand with the ownership. I think I agree with the assessment on the flagship that Cook wasn't the owner's man, and therefore they could kind of hedge their bets, couldn't they?
Yes.
But we don't know whether they favour the head coach model, given all the Ashton recruitment off the field. You kind of think they probably do.
Yeah.
But they might turn around and appoint, you know, Warnock. Someone else. I need another name. Appleton or something like that. Do you know what I mean? He's going to oversee everything.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. That would be, I think they lost the game tonight, I believe.
Did they? Lincoln, they lost a crew.
Yeah, 2-0. 2-1, 2-0. Yeah.
2-0. There you go.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like home comforts. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Whether you need a VPN to protect you while online, to allow you to change your worldwide location virtually, or maybe a bit of both, NordVPN gives you the freedom to do so. NordVPN also allows you to stream TV shows, films, and even sporting events which aren't available in your local region, changing to a country which is showing that content, meaning you can switch as seamlessly as a Kira McKenna in-game tactical tweak with just one click. But that's not all. NordVPN can also look after you while online, preventing your card details and passwords from falling into the wrong hands, safeguarding your personal and sensitive information from harm. Think of it as a cyber Sam Morsey, offering protection to your own personal back four, but with far fewer yellow cards. NordVPN is available for the price of a cup of Bovril per month, and one account can be used across 6 different devices. Visit nordvpn.com/Blue Monday or click the link in the podcast description for more information about the offer and a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee trial period. You'll also be helping out the pod by subscribing.
MW, we look like a team in a regular relegation battle. Some good play, loads of poor, can't buy a goal. I'm so looking forward to going to Wigan this Saturday. Everything to play for.
But Rich, you know, I mean, he's right. You know, after these, we lose these next two games and you're looking down rather than up. I mean, it's
There's a lot of chaff down there. That's the only
There is a lot of
saving grace.
Yeah, now that's the saving grace, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah. And Morecambe have kind of regressed after their pretty positive start. So you're bottom five. Is Morecambe, Fleetwood, Gillingham, Crewe, Doncaster.
Morecambe in the bottom five now. Wow.
Yeah, Morecambe.
There's a strike. Who will be sought after, you'd think.
Yeah, Stockton, yeah. I mean, so we're 9 points off the bottom four and we're 9 points off the top six.
Yeah, could go either way. Hopefully it's going to go the right way. But
Lee, do we really feel confident things will change with you? You have to hope when the new man comes in, stuff will change. Otherwise, why make the change in the first place, I guess.
Exactly.
A lot of people out there are probably thinking again about that Cook departure on the weekend now, aren't they? The more angst that is generated, the more that decision looks like a gamble that could screw us over there.
Well, I think you can safely say now after tonight that there will be at least a new man in charge for that Sunderland game. There has to be.
Has to be.
Yeah.
Damn right. Yeah.
Absolutely nailed on.
Ashley Bell, this is what we want. Don't these players know you've got to die to get 3 points? I can do that impression. There we do. Love that.
Yeah.
Bars, do we think we bother with signing Bon, especially with the form is in? The transfer, the price, the fee is kind of falling, isn't it, every week?
Yeah, we'll get him on the cheap.
I remember advocating that he needed a rest. He needed time out of the side.
Yeah.
And that would have benefited Piggott.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't play on Saturday, Bon. No disrespect to him.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. That wouldn't surprise me if he didn't play Saturday. Yeah, I agree. He needs a rest. But get out the firing line. I agree.
Andrew, we need Colin to keep a simple 4-4-2, lump it, leave it. May not be pretty, but always effective. But maybe we're guilty of, to Andrew's point, of guilty of overcomplicating League One.
It's League One. League One. It's not the bloody Champions League. It's League One. Just get the ball forward. Get the ball forward to Piggott and just play off him. Because we can't play through midfield. At the moment, we haven't got those progressive midfield players, central midfield players to play through midfield. Just miss him out and play off the front too.
Yeah. And Piggott's good in the air. Bond's all right in the air. Yeah. There you go. We fixed it. Ashley Bell is Johnny Jackson. he's only the caretaker there.
They did look good. I mean,
making an impact though, isn't he?
For us being poor, they were really good. Very good. Yeah. Movement. And
Paul Westlake. The scary thing is teams below us starting to put results together as well. So just, I can't put the league table up. I'm worried about my bandwidth. So I'm going to read this. But the teams below us, Cheltenham lost, Accrington lost, Charlton won, obviously, Cambridge won. But
Cambridge are 5-0.
Look where Bolton are. Bolton now 16th. That'd pass me by.
Yeah.
Wimbledon 1, Lincoln 3 defeats on the bounce. Shrewsbury, I'm not sure I'm buying that, Paul. I don't want to dismiss you.
No, I think Rich, you're right. Looking at the bottom there, there is some chaff. There is.
We're the best of the chaff.
That's our saving grace.
And that's what Paul was suggesting.
You know, worrying thing there, you know, Cambridge go and win 5-0 at Cheltenham. We lost there. Did we lose that?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Do you remember that in the good old days back in the summer?
Oh, dear.
Michael, when you signed 19 players for a 23-man squad, what room movement do you have in the January window? Yeah, it feels like people's
got to get some out. Yeah.
All the players have got to go, haven't they? Exactly right. FPL Tractor, there, dodging the rain tonight at the Chippy. I just ran 100 yards to the bus. Have I put in more effort than the most of the team? You do. You get a high round of applause from me, FPL Tractor.
Thumbs up from me.
Thank you for joining us as well. God, you were there watching it. I can't believe you're now here talking about it afterwards as well. But good on you.
Long day for some. I had to go. I was in a meeting. I was in London today for a meeting. So I was on, not a mad early train. I think I was on the 8:44. And there was a fair few fans on that train. So it's been a long day.
On the beers, man.
Finish up with that. My goodness. Poor guys.
The 11:30, the last one out. That was carnage. What odds for a lower league finish than last season? Charlie D, don't do it to us. Don't do it to us.
It's on the cards at the moment.
Paul, FBO Tractor, you could have crawled to the bus and still achieved a better performance than that team. Yeah, blimey. Paul, I guess this is the situation we're in, rightly or wrongly. Surely Ashton takes a lot of blame here. Allowed Cook free reign to buy players and sacks him 4 months later. I mean, you guys said as much on the pod, didn't you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And it's interesting, I say, the thing you posted up today about who we thought was who's, you know, Ashton or a cook buy. Yeah, that was quite interesting.
Yep. David, why play the same system as Cook? What's the point in changing the manager? I mean, McGrew's not going to change it drastically, though, is he, Dave? I mean, whatever familiarity there is in the system from Cook, you have to kind of rely on it, given he's had one day with the team.
I think kind of so. Explains
it.
Yeah.
It might be different on Saturday.
I must admit, I'd have liked to have seen the I'm always an advocate in that division of playing two up front, and I'd like to have seen perhaps a little bit more in the last 20, 25 minutes, but perhaps the game was, I know it was only 1-0 then, but perhaps, you know, they were still dominating, weren't they? We just didn't get the ball up to Piggott to play off him, I don't think, when he did come on. So I'd have liked to have seen a bit more than that, but yeah, you're right, Rich, it's not going to change dramatically, I don't think. Personnel might change, but I don't think the system will.
No. We've got a shout for Emma Hayes, which she saw this lot out. I mean, lots of names being listed, aren't there? I mean, it's going to be an interesting, this extensive search and how extensive it goes. That would be a bit of an out there appointment, even for Ipswich, who are at this stage. I mean, She can do much worse than Lambert, Cook, Jewell, you know, her.
You'd have done these things in the past. I remember Sergei Thatcher coming in, and it was a most radical thing ever. Two Dutchmen coming, that was pretty radical.
Got to blaze a trail.
First female manager, there you go.
Ashley going, can't criticise McGrill. I think we've said, as much on that.
He did.
Andy Gray, not that one. Humphrey's league debut deserves a mention. Yep. Scraping the barrel for positives. I think it's right, though. It's,
When I've seen him play, he looks a quality little player. Yeah, lovely left foot.
It's starting to look like classic Top Gear, ambitious, but rubbish. I think he means, and then there's a chat going about Top Gear. I'll be keeping that on. Yeah. Keep that for the chat. American, as must be consensus, Andy, the investment is huge. Very little to show for it. Still half the season to go.
It is. But
it feels,
You can't, you look at it and you can't, from where we are, thinking back to Burley when, what was that season, 97, 98, when we signed Johnson and went on that incredible run, didn't we? What was it, one defeat in 22?
Yeah,
or
amazing.
Probably from about this position, maybe from a couple of weeks before. You just can't see that with this squad. You just can't.
No.
There were characters in that team, Mowbray and, there were strong characters in that team. And I just don't think this squad's got that.
No. I don't know. I agree with you there. Whoever we get in charge, I struggle to see how things will change. The team, which was supposed to be near championship quality when it clicked, seems no better than the last. We've got lots of questions, lots of concerns, not too many answers. Simon, why can't they get Mills in to help coaching? He says everything in the commentary box. Give him a phone to the bench.
You could take over that role from Peter Reed. Absolutely. Yeah.
Jules is naming Saturday's team. Walton, that's it. Can't name the rest. Yeah.
Not that you'd give Edmondson because everyone was bad tonight, but I think Edmondson's a shoo-in, isn't he? Yeah, he certainly would be. Toto, again, made you wince at times tonight, but I don't think he was any worse than any others, to be fair.
To Jules' point, we'll keep going a little bit longer because the numbers are still positive. You guys are still with us. And we'll trawl through as many comments as we can and try and find some new bits and pieces to talk about. But give us your thoughts on selection for Saturday, any changes that you'd make. Worth noting that obviously we've got the pre-match show. I think that's Ben and Seb, which will go out Friday morning, which will give our assessment, but also primarily focus on Wigan and how much quality they've got in their team, and talk about Will Keane and that he'll probably score. We've also got an interview with Abby Lafayette in ITFC Women, who is who's sponsored by us for the season, and spoke really well, really confident and really optimistic about their season. So if you want to put your energy in Ipswich Town, somewhere where it will be rewarded.
Did you say anything about her injury? Is it just a minor something?
Minor knock, picked up in training rather than Southampton game. And she might be back this weekend for the third round cup tie against AFC Wimbledon ladies, but possibly it's a week too soon, so more likely Oxford. Really, we spoke to Sophie Pescott in the summer, and the attitude, the mentality, the confidence of that team is just chalk and cheese to what we're talking about.
I just think you can. I mean, I've only been once, but I just think you can see it. You can just see it and the joy they have. You know, they're just a really tight unit, aren't they? Really tight. Yeah.
So that was a really great interview. We had Kieran Stanley as well, the media officer, join us for that one. So we'll look to put that out tomorrow evening.
Yeah.
Only kind of 25 minutes, half an hour. So yeah, do listen to that. If you're looking for it, if you're missing positivity, then I can recommend certainly joining in on that one. And flagship show back on Sunday. Well, Sunday recording out Monday. Mikey in the host's chair for that one. As always, all the details you need to find out what's going on. Blue Monday, itfc.co.uk, all of our socials, all of our feed, all of the links to donate, all that fun stuff is available there. Back to the comments, Dave. Stephen Beals. Wow, what have I just watched? Really poor from us all over the pitch. Can't think of many positives. Someone has a difficult, feeling really disappointed. I'm going to do my best to try and navigate us down different avenues if they're out in the comments. Ian, hi, Ian. Donnie fan. Darlington fan. Evening. Always good to have supporters from other teams join us on these ones. What else have we got? Lord Ronald. Supporting this club is a lifetime of self-flagellation. Brilliant. Yeah.
I kind of get where he's coming from there, though. I mean, it's just beyond belief sometimes.
Lots of comments about season being over. Come on, guys. Come on. It's not like it's December.
Come on.
Comments about Mark Burcham. I think we'll wait and see on that link. I'm not going to indulge that too much. Lots of stuff on Morsi. Warnock's
going to come in and we'll in our march to the playoffs and lead us in our march to the playoffs. Come on.
Yeah, whatever the owners think. We'll find out soon. And then Jules, thank Christ we have golf to fall back on.
No, too right, Jules. And
tis
cricket.
The season.
Not sure Jules is a cricket fan, though. No.
For rock God hard for that, greens Jules. And rough that you can't find any balls in.
Oh, mate, yeah. And flooded underwater bunkers at the moment. Yeah,
exactly,
not great.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
MG, I was wondering if Morsi would be subbed tonight. Could say the same about Evans, too. I mean, that's an ex-Wigan midfield duo, Dave. How many of those two start for you on Saturday?
I think you'd give Morsi a pass. Excuse the pun. He couldn't do that tonight. But yeah, I mean, Morsi will start. Evans didn't really add anything tonight. So maybe El-Mizuni may start beside Morsi on Saturday.
Yep.
Especially if Dyer's having an input.
I quite like to think Dyer's got an input. Yeah, so on Blue Monday, I've heard countless references to us having the best score in the division. Pretty obvious that this is completely wrong. We all get a kind of... I don't think we've said those words. I think we've definitely bigged up the calibre of players
individually,
where they've
man
been signed.
Man. Yeah.
You can't dispute that. You know, Selena. I don't think there's a player of Selena's quality in any other League One team. Now, how those individuals are put together, I think, is important. Yep. I don't think it's an unreasonable position. It's not certainly unique to Blue Monday either, that you'd expect more from this squad, because on paper it is decent, and there is a team with a track record of success in this division and success higher up. So we're
and
not
the Championship. Absolutely,
we're not going over the top, are we?
Not at all.
Tell us we're brilliant, Dave.
Not at all. It's just getting, as we've said, and I think the phrase has been, it's just been so frustrating that so far, Cook and the coaching staff to up till last weekend just hadn't been able to get a tune, wasn't it? Just can't get a tune out of the squad.
And Paul, we should be. I think Paul summed that point up. I mean, to be fair to Neil, on paper, I think it's fair to say we do have a talented squad, but as Paul has rightly said, we play on grass, not on paper. There you go. Thank you.
Yeah.
Paul, thank you for the comments. I mean, that's what we want, a bit of a discussion going on outside of what me and Dave are talking about. Miles, Drinnen's got 10 goals for Orient. Can't make it up. What about Tyree Simpson? What about Will?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What about Andre Dezel? What about Flynn Downs?
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
Where's Klug? I don't know. Does it
That's a very FXT? Good point, actually.
Is
that
it
is a very
though?
Good point. Yeah, I mean, in
from
every other care,
every
other caretaker role, he's been very, very prominent, hasn't he? So
I think he quite likes being in with the academy.
Oh, he does. Yeah, no, I think I don't.
I wouldn't read too much into his absence.
No, he's still there.
His preference more than anything as well.
Yeah.
Someone scored for Ipswich against Charlton this week. It's James Norwood in the under-23s. Will he kick a ball for the first team again? Andy Gray asks.
I think not. That's unfortunate. Like I said all the way along, I'd always have him, a fit Norwood, I'd always have him around the squad. Maybe not starting, but on the bench. You know, when he comes on, he makes things happen. But I think that ship has sailed, I think, unfortunately. And I would... who knows, probably start Saturday now, but no, I would certainly
Jackson.
Think he would be one that would be coming off the payroll ASAP, I would have thought.
FPL Tractor, I think McGrush should shake it up. Wolford and Elmis Humphreys, I mean, Kieran Dyer's involved now, isn't he? And he'll know. I mean, Bailey Clements as well. He's been an advocate for Bailey, from what I understand, behind the scenes as well.
Clearly that right-footed left-back experiment didn't work tonight. And he had Penny on the bench. He had Penny on the bench. Yes, it would have been a bit harsh on Danasian, but I think the side would have looked perhaps, hopefully, a little bit more balanced with a left-footed left-back in there this evening, I would have thought.
Not our biggest.
He just looked. I felt so sorry for Danasian, because he just looked so awkward there, didn't he? Sometimes, and he's
ever since
he's had
that
such
contract.
A good... Oh dear. Yeah. Well, no, it's that whole Jimmy Bullard, we count all those players, can't we? As soon as that contract's signed, that's it.
Yeah. What else have we got? Sean, what's the chance of getting you managing for the weekend? I mean, I'm hoping Ashton's working 24-7 because I don't think you can... It needs to be done by Sunderland. It's not announced at Sunderland. They need to be the dugout and have had at least a week. I'd hope that start next week, but it depends if it's someone who's in a job. That might make
and I honestly think this has, Rich, don't you, that this has been a factor with the board making the decision they did when they did, because we've got these, you know, with that Sunderland game and all the hype for it coming up on the horizon and the rest of those, you know, Christmas games, which, you know, obviously have sold really well as well. So I honestly think that was perhaps a factor.
Yep. I was chatting to Graham Mack on Suffolk about that, and that was his view as well. I think, yeah, there's definitely some truth in that, isn't there? Ian Savage, can't help but feel this is a reaction from a team built for / by a manager which has now had its leader taken out. I think we agree with that, don't we? Definitely.
Yeah, I think so.
Reeked of that a little bit last night. FXT agreeing, can't let a manager build a squad, then sack him before the season ends.
Another good point.
Yep. Can't disagree with these.
You just can't, though.
No. Andrew Pearson, if Warnock was the next manager, what do you think he'd change? 4-4-2?
I think you could confidently see that, and I think you'd see a definite change in players' attitude as well.
Yeah.
I really do. I really do.
Quite right. Sam, I'm putting this up because I feel really sorry for you.
Sam,
at the age of 26,
Sam.
I've seen nothing. If you've been born since
1996
or 7 or something.
We're feeling it for you. We really do. The good times around the corner again, Sam. Hang on for them, buddy. They'll be back. Hang on.
Yeah,
you're young enough. I'm not. You're young enough to see it.
We can't possibly get any worse. And then I stopped myself. I was looking at the league table, 9 points off. Yeah, no, Sam, we feel your pain.
So, Sam, you're my youngest. Is a bit, yeah, so Kieran's 23, and all he's seen really is the 14, you know, the Murphy season. I always call it the Murphy's 14-15 season under McCarthy and a Tamas Priskin goal against Arsenal, and that's pretty much been it, really.
There you go. I mean, that 14-15 season at December felt like I was planning what I was going to do for the promotion parade in the town hall. And that's why we didn't go up that season, because we've made those plans. I was having a curry with a group of mates, and we were figuring out we would go out in London and then jump on the train. We've got to do an all-nighter. And yeah, it's our fault.
I can still see the fateful game, the one that turned it when Tommy Smith lets the ball bounce against Derby. I can see it. Attack the ball. Just head it away.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. All went wrong from there.
Oh, my God.
Chris Nunn, just got back home for the game. Thanks for joining us, Chris. Double misery for you. Now, hopefully we're giving you some solace and some therapy to vent. Crowell ready to turn against the team. Yeah, we picked up on that.
Yeah.
The Evans didn't look like they cared. Felt sorry for Walton. New manager needed and fast. What else have we got? Lee, what's Peter Reid's involvement? We didn't hear, Dave, whether he was part of the coaching team.
Is he still there? Is he not? Is he there? I don't know. Who knows? Yeah. I mean, from what we understand, all the coaches, like Jeffers, Roberts, Craney, and the Keeley, the goalkeeping coach, they've all gone, haven't they?
Yeah.
So I think Craig's mate has stepped up. Well, he knows of him, doesn't he? Pentley has stepped up, I think, from the academy. Craig's mate, but I know Craig knows him. But there's no mention of Reid at all. That was a really odd one. I mean, he was obviously quite prominent. Well, the only time I've really seen him was at Sunderland. I mean, Christ, he walked out on the pitch and everything at Sunderland. I mean, obviously, perhaps he would do the natural. But, God knows if he's still there or not.
Talking of Sunderland, Lee, Sunderland was a sliding doors moment. You and I have been debating sliding doors moments this season, Dave. Can you remember them? Shall I see if I can go back and find the list?
Go on, it's been so many.
There's been a few, haven't they? I mean, they started...
If only there was the... So it started probably with the... let's put the Morecambe game to one side. Obviously, the Fraser penalty miss at Burton. There's points.
I'm still... can't find it. Oh, they went too far back in history. That's annoying. We'll talk about those another time.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Here we go. Jacobs signs instead of Edwards.
Yes.
Morrell signs instead of Morsey.
Yeah.
Norwood doesn't get injured against Newport, who we beat.
Yeah.
Fraser doesn't miss the pen at Burton.
Yeah.
Bond scores that sitter at Cheltenham.
Make it 2-0. Yeah.
Wimbledon don't equalise on 95 minutes. There were some more. Paul Cook, what else have we got? Paul Cook doesn't get giddy and end up signing players regardless of whether they fit into his rigid, not up for discussion formation, added Craig. What else have we got? Yeah, and then you said stop. We'd had enough. Yeah, I mean, there are enough sliding doors moments to do. Maybe I need to do another video.
I mean, in fact, factor all those in and we'd be like top two almost, aren't we?
Yeah, there you go. What are we complaining about? FPL tracks of those 3 doors at the end of last season were the lowest I remember.
And again, actually, that's a very good point. Yeah, although I think everyone, I mean, I don't know about you, I'd pretty much given up on last season. And I almost had sort of almost cast them to one side and forgotten about those until I think it came up on the Suffolk build-up this week. They brought up the Northampton game, yeah, being the lowest of the low. And yeah, you're right. Gillingham, wasn't it? Northampton, Wimbledon,
some real
great
shit shows in there, weren't they? We're after 10 o'clock, so I'm going to start swearing a little bit now.
Yeah.
Peter, can we talk about golf, David? That's painful. Yeah. I had a really excellent lesson, actually, the other week. With Jules, but you know Pete?
Of course I know Pete. Pete's a good golfer. Pete's a reasonable golfer. Yeah, very good. Yeah, very steady. Yeah. Very steady. Yeah. I heard about your lesson. George said he was over at Purvis, and George said, I think I saw Rich. Were you having a short game lesson?
I was having a bit of both. Bit of both, Dave.
Ah, mate, okay.
Yeah, getting ready for next spring.
One, yeah. You sort of getting your hands forward.
Saw my posture. Saw my chip and run. Had the old 8 iron out. There we go, Pete. We're talking about golf. There you go.
Love it, Pete.
We'll move it on with Sully. Sully here, dropping bombs. Mick.
Stop it.
And then David.
That sort of character, though.
How about this one?
Ooh.
No, I think his time.
I think he's. I think his time England, is probably passed. Yeah.
FXT renewing our thought on Warnock. Only one qualified to deal with it. I feel like I need to do one of those "We need you" posters with Neil Warnock's face on it or something like that.
Yeah.
And Paul, if it felt like an attitude problem tonight, Dave, if they knew Warnock was only short term, would they even care?
Well, that's another good point. Yeah, another good point, really. I just think it needs someone with that attitude and of that strong willed character just to come in because just make the players, I'm not scared to play, but just make them believe in themselves. They're just playing with no belief, Rich. You know, there's just, tonight was just nothing. It was just so flat. And I know there's always a thing with me, you know, second ball and things like that. But again, we just didn't, every single one I think we lost, they just looked superior to us in every department. And it shouldn't have been. It really shouldn't.
Lots of chat in the chat about managers. We've got Neil here talking about obsession with a young manager. Why is that? Lyle and Royal were great. I guess the issue there, Dave, is those kind of managers in this era, are they going to drop down to League One level?
No, I don't think so. No,
it is. Chat about Lampard. Chat about Terry.
You can't see it. You never. No way. Like Championship, perhaps. Drop, Championship, you know, with the investment we've got behind us, maybe. League One, I just can't see it. Yeah, as we said, absolutely.
Eagle there. Here's an exclusive from your mate Pete. Spoke to Wes Burns on Saturday and he said he'd be back for the weekend. There you go. Exclusive. Ah,
Pete, love that. Was on a golf course, Pete. Was on a golf course somewhere.
Jack, finding silver linings for us. At least we're not owned by Marcus Evans anymore. Also, I found some whiskey in the back of my cupboard. Crack on, Jack.
That sounds like you're about, I don't know, 13. You've been raiding your parents' drinks cabinet, mate.
Yeah. We've finishing off now with thoughts about the weekend. We've got, if I was John McGreal, his skip, I'd play half a dozen under 23s on Saturday. At least he will get a good
probably
look
not the
them.
Game. Unfortunately, probably not the game to do that skip. Nah, I would suggest.
Dropping them right in it. David Bergin, bringing Wolford and Chaplin, Piggott, Bassant and Il Mazzuni. There you go.
Good shout for all of those. Yeah.
FPR's going 3-5-2, mainly because it's different. Walton, Wolford and I do think three at the back is the way for us to go.
And that is
the back three that I like. Wolford and Edmondson and Burgess.
Yeah.
KVY, Penny on the wings. Mazzuni, Morsey, Humphreys, Chaplin, Piggott. I've got that I like.
I like that too. I like. Do you know what? And I like the chat. We said about taking Bon out of the firing line, and I like Chaplin Piggott combo up front as big man, small man. I like that up front as well.
There you go.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Do you know what? I would. Wolfenden. Yeah. I'd, along those lines, I think I would go for that. Yeah.
Yep. 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 Andy Gray, supporting Ipswich Town is like crushing cans for a living. So depressing. There we go. There you go. Here's a cricket question for you from Sully.
Why can't Dennis, I don't know, mate. It's his obsession with white ball, isn't it? I think he's retired from Test cricket. I think Sully, mate. He's just concentrating on the white ball stuff now, I'm afraid. But it's that it's obviously that Irish connection there.
Neil, I don't listen to anything other than Blue Monday, and that is why we love you, Neil. So thank you for that. I can tell you that we're not the only ones bigging up the quality of the squad to your earlier question, though. But and we appreciate loyalty very much so here on Blue Monday. So thank you for that. The numbers are the highest they've been for the whole hour that we've been on. We're only going to go a little bit longer because Dave wants to go to bed. No, he doesn't. He wants to stay up and watch the cricket.
I want to stay up and chat and watch a bit of cricket.
Tyree Simpson, recallable, asks Paul. We don't know, actually.
I don't know that. No, I don't know that. Sure. Joe Fares would probably know something like that, but I'm not sure.
We will put that to him and find out at the weekend.
Yeah.
Michael, I need to read this carefully. Why not play Vince Young in front of DD? It would save on ink. I'm not sure I'm following that one. I should have read that one first, shouldn't I? I'm not sure I follow that one, Michael. You might need to help us understand that one.
He wouldn't want to play in front of me, my knee shot, mate. He wouldn't want to play in front
he's
of me.
He's going to have to do all the running.
Oh, he's going to have to do everything. Yeah. Absolutely everything.
Lots of chat about Tommy Smith. We all remember the team of Tommy Smith's.
We do.
Andreas wants Warnock in and do a Netflix documentary about it.
Oh, I love it.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
Have you seen the old school one, which the Sheffield United one, the old school one?
That's with the 2-0 when Unsworth plays for us and we beat them, isn't it? Rips the linesman, doesn't he? Absolutely.
And the one, Jody Morris after the Millwall game. That's when they bring a scrap and Muscat has butted the keeper, Paddy Kenny, hasn't he? Who's that? Muscat. Did Muscat do that? Serves you right for Moscow. Yeah, brilliant. Serves you right. Brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, flim flam. Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse.
Well, there you go.
When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this will help things turn out for the best.
And
hey. Thank you for that. A little bit of music to see us out with.
But hey, at least we've got something to look forward to next Saturday. Sunderland game aside, the unveiling of the Beat statue.
Yeah. Fantastic. You'll be heading down for that, won't you?
Guys. A bit early, and we've got a bit of an outing beforehand, haven't we? The evening before, we've got a bit of an outing. So, yeah, might have to be slightly careful on that. And so we're up in good times. I think it's a 9:30 start.
Early start, isn't it?
Bloody
hell. Even to Craig is joining us on the train. Highlight of the evening, Joe's company aside, his curry and rice. A lot of angry fans this evening. Yeah,
that's always a pleasant smell on that late train.
Can you imagine? One for the
Mizu. Stuck in that carriage. There's a name the place for you. Out, literally.
There's a name for you.
Oh, yeah.
There's another name for you, David Wagner.
Oh, hello. Forgot about it. Where is he? I don't even know where he is at the moment.
Isn't he back in the Bundesliga?
I think he is somewhere. Yeah, I couldn't tell you who with.
evening from the UK, morning to Melbourne.
Simo's getting ready for cricket.
I think last shout-outs before we go, just a chance for doing a few more plugs. Blue Monday, itfc.co.uk, where you can find all of our details. Abby Lafayette interview out tomorrow. If you're looking for some positivity, that's the show to listen to. Back for the pre-match on Friday morning. Pre-record, I think that will be with Ben and Seb. Flagship out Monday morning, as usual, with Mikey in the host chair and others there talking about Wigan and a 3-5-2. With a Wolfenden, Edmondson, Burgess back three. That's what we all want. Let's be honest.
And a Piggott and brace in a 2-0 victory. There you go. Called it.
And I believe, and I don't know why I'm saying I believe, because it's me who's sorting it out, we have a giveaway. If you haven't yet picked up your copy of the Paul Mariner book, we spoke to Mark Donaldson, the ghost writer, for that one. We have a copy, which we will give away at some point in the next few days. So keep your eyes peeled for that. Last chance for some comments. Charlie D, as always, a regular on these. Thanks for being with us. Andreas, thank you for being with us too. Skip, just imagine Rich's Emma Hayes impression. Isn't she got a Cockney kind of accent? I think that might be easy. But yeah, I'll be careful with that one. Thanks again, guys. Have a better night. Oh, yeah. Good luck, England, in the cricket. Let's hope we're not waking up to misery there. Paul, thank you for the super chat. We really appreciate that. And we really need another live Blue Monday.
Wow. It's been muted, hasn't it? It's been
negotiations.
Muted.
Yeah, trying to sort out some stuff for the spring muted. Time for that evening. To Adam, good to see you on here. And David, thank you for that. Neil, loyalty rewarded. We love that. Thank you very much. Dave, I don't want to put you under pressure, but you can give us your final thoughts. And if you want to sum that up with one word, you can. But don't feel pressure to do it. You know, it's your call. There you go.
No, not at all. I just hope Neil Warnock's in by the weekend, Rich.
It's the promotion running. Everyone is gathered round to watch. The McNuggets share boxes are there, offering much needed distraction. Your mate's already been booked for double dipping, but in you swoop to steal the last nuggets and claim all 3 points. Oh, and there is the Harry Clark fist pump to celebrate. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in at participating restaurants.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.